going to go by Mr. Apple, who says it's 5 o'clock. I'm going to call the July 28th meeting of the Kootenai Fire District Prudential Committee to order. Is there anyone who's recording?
Amy Cates, I'm recording.
Thank you. Is there any public comment? No public comment. I guess the first discussion point is Freedom Hall. I came into Freedom Hall last week after it rained, and there was water in the basement in the main room on the north side of the building. First, we thought it was coming in the window, and so David Kerr drew a channel around it to force the water to go other ways, and then after the previous heavy rainstorm before the last rain that we've had. The problem appears to be the downspout for the gutter. The downspout just drops the water right there at that corner, and it goes downhill. So he's going to install a longer end on the downspout so that it'll connect or so it'll drain further away from the building and see if that'll finally solve the problem. I have a question about who used the building this weekend besides the church?
This weekend, the church was here. The Historical Society borrowed chairs and tables, and the Mosquito Yacht Club was in here for a couple of hours this morning.
Because someone has been up there to the balcony.
I bet on the kids.
And I don't know how they got up there. It's locked. But they moved those lights. And someone has brought up one of those really heavy tea tables from the basement.
And I'll get in touch with the minister.
Yeah. I won't continue.
They could have found the ladder, I suppose.
Well, weren't there adults here with the kids?
No, I mean, the church people. I don't know if there are adults with the kids. They have a lesson, a meeting with lesson before they start sailing. And I don't know whether there's an adult present there or not, or whether they leave it up to their commodore. But I will speak to their commodore.
But, you know, I mean, they've used the building before, and none of that upstairs has been disturbed.
No.
So somebody's been up there.
Yeah.
I just don't know. Then no, Amy, no questions. I'm sorry. This is a meeting.
Possibly the janitor.
I don't know why he'd be up there.
I don't know why he'd be up there. I don't know why he'd move anything. But I can send him an email and ask.
Okay. All right. Just so everybody knows, Mr. Charles never did get around to trimming our trees on the north side of the building, so probably should. I'm going to continue working on that because everything should. We're planning on painting the building in the fall. All the foundation trim planting should be trimmed prior to that also. I think that's it. The only other Freedom Hall issue is that I was in here and the janitor was here, and he made a request he's been here for 2 years, and asked if we'd consider giving him a raise of 2% per year that he's been here. He'd also like to work an additional hour during the winter, because he finds he has to wash this floor, the main floor, twice, because of all the winter stuff being tracked in. So I'm open. I believe he told me that the increase would be about a dollar an hour.
I have no problem with either of those requests. So.
I don't either. Freedom Hall looks better than it's looked in a long time.
Yeah.
And he keeps it up.
And it smells better.
Right.
So I will make a motion that we raise the janitor's salary by 4% and give him an extra hour in the winter.
And can I just get some clarification, or when would you like to see the extra hour begin?
November through March.
April.
That's when we have the lousiest weather. April?
April.
November through April. Okay.
So I'll accept that amendment. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. So moved. The union negotiations, I've met twice with Mr. Mycock, Mr. Hadley, and myself to go over what has been already done in the union negotiations before they were suspended, and to go over the district's request and the union's request, and we're going to resume negotiations in excuse me, in September. And hopefully that will go smoothly. I didn't get a copy of the treasurer's report, so we don't have that to go over. And we need to approve the minutes from our last meeting, which I believe was June 23rd, and the July 19th opening of the executive session. Not the executive session minutes, but the opening for that. I believe I sent you both.
You did.
Those.
You did.
Any questions or concerns or alterations? Could I have a motion to...
I make a motion we accept the minutes of June 23rd and the portion of the June 19th meeting that was open.
Is there a second?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any other comments, concerns, questions?
Are we going to get the treasurer's reports to for next month, or how is...
I'll have to contact him and see if we can just forward you the reports for this month. Email them to you. Anything else? Sure, there's nothing else. It's a 5-minute meeting.
Unless somebody wants to come up and work on my damn computers with me.
Oh, no. So I'll accept a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. We're adjourned at 5:07. Well, whatever.
Yeah.